Hey, what's up? Welcome back to Project Jira. We have more stuff to get rid of, lots of stuff to cover. This is the relief shelter. You know what it is, place for those without family, those without a secure place called home. And this is SOL, slice of life, plus RL in real life. We're just gonna combine together. We're going through some really mundane stuff. Honestly, this video is not very important, but I'm sorry, that's not true. It is very important. It's important in the sense that we can't really move forward with this project until we get rid of all this trash that's been in the room. And in the previous episode, we actually said that we were going to cover everything. Just this morning, we said that we were going to cover everything that had to do with food, and we didn't actually get to it, even though we did two recordings. So we're going to do it now. And I'm a little stressed. I'm a little pressed right now between borders because I thought I was going to be here 3 hours earlier. But stuff happened, and then stuff happens. Okay, so we're just going to be accountable and make sure that we get this done. Okay, so first of all, I think it's gonna be a 20-minute video once again. We're gonna try and cover everything. It's mostly just garbage, so let's be real. But there's storytelling that goes behind this, and for the most part, it's just part of me just moving through the process of moving out. So let's start off with what we made purchases today, and okay, so we just came back from, so one of my buddies here had gone to WSIB. It's just an organization that works on those who have filed for claims because they've been injured. And he was at work, he got injured, no specified details, privacy, confidentiality. So we went today and we just had some time, Burger King. And Burger King, what else can I say? Spent more than I should have, let's just say. I would say, like $10 to $15. I know that sounds like it's nothing, but for someone who's a little bit tight on finances, I would say that's quite a bit. So we have some drinks here. He bought most of the stuff for his own stuff, for his own, I don't know, you could say family. And that's just a touchy word for me. But we have here some drinks. What was it? 3 apple pies. I bought this, and then most of it was given to him and his brother, his mother, and his grandmother. So we have 1, 2, 3 apple pies. Here's the receipt. We have 2 drinks here. That's actually from him to me. And we had a Whopper and a chicken sandwich. So also some jalapeno bites. All that trash is inside here. Basically, we brought it back. Could have thrown it away outside, but we didn't. Let's go that way. Yeah, that's very quick, right? We didn't get any details here. But there's just a little storytelling to that, right? He got injured, decided that maybe it'd be a good idea to just make sure and check up on him, and he hit me up first. I was actually quite busy today in the morning, and I didn't think I was going to see him today, but after hearing that he was injured, then he hit me up, and he wanted to really be able to just share a little bit of what he's going through. I said, okay, all right, we'll catch up. And that kind of bled into the income tax. This wasn't going to get that done. I wanted to get it done over the weekend, couldn't get it done. So it's not like I had to have an explanation for my tax accountant. It's not like he's going to be, someone monitoring everything I do, right? It's not like, in school days, whatever. But the fact is, I am now set back another day when it comes to income taxes yet again. So it's getting annoying, irritating. That's something I have to work on tomorrow. And it is going to be Monday, but that's that. Next, we have this bag here. We have this stuff here. We have what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So we'll start off by saying that there's actually a dead bug inside here. I'm looking at the time, keeping tabs, making sure that, of course, we don't go overboard. It's 4 minutes, 5 seconds, 10 seconds in. What we have inside here is a mixture of different food. And I said that there was a bug. So there's a dead warehouse bug inside this thing. Probably shouldn't have brought this here, but it doesn't matter anymore. And why is that? So we brought all the stuff. I know it sounds disgusting, right? I mean, but it is. It's all garbage. We're all gonna toss this all, and then the room's gonna be spick and span compared to what it's been for the past couple, 2, 3, 4 weeks. So we have inside Pizza Hut a little box here. Want to try out? So we had another volunteer that we met we've known each other for at least 5 years now, 7, 8. COVID took away a lot of those years. And, he treated me out to the coffee, and we had a drink. And basically over there, he also managed to, and I was really hesitant about this, and I guess he's known me for a lot of years, and he says God blessed him, so he decided to bless me. I won't say what specifically, but let's just say that he helped me in a way that I just kept refusing, and he just wouldn't take no for an answer. And I am very thankful, very blessed to have people like that in my circle. I remember when I used to give unconditionally and then it would never be reciprocated. I'm glad to say that now I am in good company, in good hands with people who take care of me unconditionally. It's funny how karma works, right? You give unconditionally and then somehow it comes back to you. I don't really believe in karma, but I don't know. That's just something that happened. And that's related to the Pizza Hut here, because that was the same day that we went there to you could say it's a local neighborhood of his. And that's where he lives. My storage kind of facility where I'm storing everything is actually nearby his place. And so we decided to meet up. He called me first. It was weird. I was in the washroom. And while I was passing by, as he was driving me and showing me his place, I realized, oh, it's very close by to a Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut right here that I wanted to experience myself. So the next day after, got some Pizza Hut. It's the $10 deal for three toppings, like mushrooms, whatever. It doesn't really matter. Toppings don't matter. Point is, it was just a personal pizza, and then it was really, really good. So this is like a food. This entire video is all food, right? As I mentioned, it's all food, trash, waste, recyclables, storytelling, narrative, story, experiences. And so the previous day, maybe 2 days ago, we went to Pizza Hut. I haven't eaten that in almost 15 to 20 years. Bought a $10 personal pizza. Inside there was also some chicken tenders. I was given an option. I'm trying to speak quietly because there's someone here downstairs. So just gotta keep the volume down. We got some some chicken tenders, some popcorn chicken, all that kind of stuff. And great deal for $10. I've never experienced it before. Also root beer, and that's for $10. Inside here we also have that dead bug. Why is that? That's inside this bag of KFC next to it. So it's one of those fast food chains. I feel like I'm doing one of these review bro kind of reviews. Anyways, next to the Pizza Hut, it was like a Pizza Hut conjoined with a Wendy's. Both nailed together, and we just went to get one and then went to the other because there was no seating in one. And then I recognized it was kind of hilarious because actually the person who was doing the sale for KFC, I think she knew what I was doing, that I just, no, the pizza, knew that I bought the Pizza Hut purchase and then went into the KFC to buy something there and sit down. And I came back almost like 20 minutes late. And so she was just, she didn't even look at me. She didn't even talk to me. She just gave me the pizza and she's like, get out of here. So, yeah. My bad. Okay. So inside here, we have also the pizza, not the Pizza Hut. We also have the KFC. What's inside there? There's it was like a French fry. It's a to-go snack. All this stuff, just trying new stuff, mostly because I just wanted to try being at this kind of franchise. I've never been to Pizza Hut in like 15 years. I haven't been to KFC in a good half year. It's a lot more recent, but it's just one of those buckets. All right, so we had some food here, KFC and Pizza Hut, things that we don't eat very often at all, for like $5. And the personal pizza was expensive. It's like $10. And then we added the root beer drink. So inside is a bug. After we went to KFC and the Pizza Hut, as I said, it is nearby my fellow volunteer, a great connection. God, Christianity blesses, best, amen, thank you very much, all that stuff. We're on time constraint though, right? So say my prayers off video. It's not supposed to be a publicity stunt. When you say your prayers and your thanks and your gratitude, it's not supposed to be publicity stunt. It's a conversation directly with God. Anyways, spitting truth here. Okay, wait. So immediately afterwards, we went to the storage unit very close by, as I mentioned, and there was this, I went there to install an alarm, security alarm. I actually have one installed already. I mentioned that previously. There's now two locks I've installed and two security alarms. I intend on adding more security features, which I will not mention until later date. So multiple locks, multiple cameras, multiple this and that, all these trinkets here. To make sure it's really sturdy and secure. And there was another alarm that I wanted to put to bolster it further. And so that's where I went. Now the door comes down. It's a steel door. Not steel door, otherwise it wouldn't bend. But basically, this steel door comes down and it crunches one of these, you know, from the suppliers. There's always these ancient, I don't know, from suppliers across internationally, you know, product made in China, ship it over, and there's usually these kind of like bugs there. Basically, there's this like long kind of beetle, and it got crushed underneath. And I took some tape, grabbed the bug, tossed it inside here, and that's all trash there because I wanted to make sure it's clean. I know I mentioned that the storage warehouse is clean. It is, I promise. It's just relatively speaking compared to any sort of other warehouse that you've ever been to. So that's what's inside here. There's some garbage like that. Two other small purchases. As I mentioned, there's also the receipts in here from Shoppers Drug Mart, as well as pizza and Wendy's. So what we're gonna do is take one, two, okay. And we have this Gatorade here from Dollarama. I usually don't keep this. The reason why I keep this is because here we go is another connection we should be grateful for. So I just talked about today seeing my buddy and then his grandmother and his mother. And then also to my, you know, fellow volunteer friend over at the Senior Joe. Well, here's another connection. Someone who was helping me move out. And I mentioned this in a previous video, but I thought at that video, the one before this, that I was going to talk about it. I didn't because, we ran out of time. It's 20 minutes long, tops. And so what ended up happening is I mentioned that we gave some drinks away over to, you know, if someone's helping you move, you kind of give them like courtesy, you know. So I said, here, have some Gatorade, have some Powerade or Sprite, whatever you want, Dr. Pepper. And I gave one of these over there. I do have to keep track because we're tight on budget, tight on inventory. One of them I gave a Powerade, another one gave a Gatorade. And it's a mixed berry flavor kind of stuff. Okay, next. Then we have here this bottle. So that's why I have this here. This is not the one that I gave them, obviously, but it's just to remind me of the fact that I'm supposed to give this storytelling on this feature. So once again, very grateful, very blessed to have a wide range of positive, healthy connections in life. It's good to have good social support. Next, we have, this is just a bottle from Shoppers Drug Mart. It's always just a Late to Go Sport Pro Chocolate Pro. 30 grams protein in a bottle. I didn't want to buy this. I just really, really thirsty after eating the Pizza Hut. And this was really expensive. It's like $4. Stupid. Do that. Never doing that again. I put this down here. And I usually drop by Shoppers because I got a drink for cheap. So that's pretty much what it is. I noticed that there's actually a lot of pieces going on in the bag. I'm assuming that's dirty. Must be a hole. Okay, I'll have to keep that in mind. That's receipts. You can't see it, but yeah. Okay, toss that away. So we've covered these two bags. Remind myself why it is that it's spilling out here. Yeah, there's a hole. Okay. We'll mop it up. I had to be careful about this because some of the stuff is actually quite dirty. So what I'm gonna do is head on over, turn the camera over to the side here. Again, this should have been done 3-4 hours ago. And it's a shame that it wasn't. Now we have roughly about 7 minutes left. Let's see if we can get rid of everything here on the bed as well. So once again, all food, wrappers, recyclables, all this trash here on the side. Let's just work through it one by one. All right, most of it there is like chip bags and shit like that. So let's just get rid of the most unhealthy stuff first. It paints a really bad impression. That's okay, right? It doesn't matter. If it's bad, it's bad. Just call for what it is. 1, 2, 3, 4, at least 4 chip bags. We got this D Gourmet All Dress flavored potato chips, 265 grams. We have this jalapeno kettle cooked chips, same brand, D Gourmet. Both of them, again, incredibly unhealthy. Compared to consumer brands, actually okay. It has a way too much salt, but most of it is potassium, that's good. And then it has more fiber than you would expect. I think most people like that anyways. So when the stream ends, what we're going to do is we're going to take all the bags and garbage and toss them into one of these bags, and then crunch that up and toss it into another bag. So bag within a bag, within a bag, within a bag. And then here's another chip bag. And this one's from Great Value brand. It's like all this stuff is like $2. So I'll just jump in. It's like, what's it? Spicy, honey, spicy something. So three bags there, throw it away. Next, what else we got? The wrappers. And looking at the time, we got 4 or 5 minutes left. 1, 2, 3. Paper napkins here, gonna scrunch it up, toss it inside as well. We also have here on the side. And usually we have to drop by Dollarama because we want to get something affordable and cheap. I noticed that sometimes I end up eating, ironically, not the healthiest stuff inside here, even when you could say that I'm not supposed to eat anything at all, but then that just makes me want to go and do something else because it's like a distraction. So I had to distract myself with some of the stuff here. It's not a good coping mechanism. It's just something that's in the moment right now. But once we get life kind of stabilized, there's all stuff that's going to disappear. Okay, we have this Jersey Travels, the spice protein chips. More fiber, more potassium, no saturated fat kind of thing. No, it does have saturated fat. We have some crackers now. We're moving up the line. Things are slightly more, I don't know, they're not healthy, but they're better. Okay, some crackers here, butter crackers, garlic crackers, 0 grams of fiber, 0 grams of trans fat, 0.4 saturated. Another box of crackers, Breton brand, same brand, but these are vegetable ones and they're small minis. Lots of sodium though. This is not very good for your hypertension, so blood pressure. 240 milligrams per 30 grams, that's pretty insane. Next. Feeling caught in a neutral zone? Okay, why don't we cover something along the lines of trail mixes? So we have Bits and Bites. This is a cheddar flavor, Mr. Christie brand. And 2 grams of fiber, 2 grams of sugar per grams. Not good stuff at all. So it's 600 milligrams per 50 grams. Imagine something like that. You're gonna die. I'm gonna die, not you, me. Next, we have Joe's Tasty Travels, Texas Heat. We have only about 3 minutes left. Let's try to wrap it up in 20 minutes here. This is all, again, that's not very important stuff. This is all just kind of clearing the room. But clearing the room is actually very important, right? So to speak, ironically, all this stuff here is not important. And the room that is important is cluttered by unimportant stuff. So that gives a good conceptual understanding of what's kind of going on right now, right? All the priorities are kind of flip-flopped to the side as we have been unable to take care of our basic needs. Okay, fiber, 3 grams, 50 grams, 3 grams of fiber for 50 grams. This is the Texas Heat, we covered this before. Once again, off camera, we're gonna scrunch all these plastic wraps together, bag within a bag within a bag, and then chuck it off to the side. Terry's Orange. There's supposed to be two of these. One of this is a dark chocolate, this one is just, toffee. So both of these, once again, these are a favorite of mine over the years. They usually show up in, I believe, winter. But in this case it was during the spring. Anyways, 21 grams of sugar, it's still really, really bad for you. And it's got a nice orange flavor to it because it's all orange. And we'll toss it aside as well. Okay, let's take a pause. I have to make sure I cover everything since I can see that I have a little bit of time here. I want to make sure I won't miss anything. Okay, here's another bottle. And here's some paper towels. You know what? No, that's good. So we have this vitamin water, melon, hibiscus. What we're trying to do is also clear all of the drinks and stuff behind the table here that we don't need. So at the same time, this is a recycled bottle. We're going to toss it away. Same thing here with the Schweppes ginger ale. 355 milliliters. These are recyclables. But what we can do with the recyclables, which you can't toss inside the bag, is we'll empty out the box of crackers, take out the wrapper, goes inside the trash, and then, you know, bag inside a bag, and then the recyclable paper, carton, crystal, we'll put the bottles inside this, and then that goes to recycling. Very simple, very straightforward. So, that's Schweppes, that's vitamin water. Schweppes has 32 grams of sugar, that's pretty crazy. It's not as bad as Coke. This one has no sugar, that's why I bought it. And same thing here, Dr. Pepper, zero sugar. Okay. And what we'll probably do, I'm gonna be totally honest with you, if we're going to do this right, we're probably gonna pause the video We're gonna clean everything up, and then I'll showcase it to you. Now that we have the option to pause, we're gonna pause and then stuff everything away, and then showcase to you what it looks like afterwards. And then the room should be clean enough for us to work on higher priority items of the next ladder. So that will be painting that part in the backdrop. You can't see it right now because it's being blocked out by the screen. And then we have also the trash here we can get rid of as well. We can also hopefully, man, I'm just shaking my head. We should have been here 3 hours earlier. If we're 3 hours earlier, we could probably have woken up on time to do the laundry, but I don't think we can do that now. So that's gonna hurt a little bit. It's gonna set me back by another day. But yeah, you know, sometimes it's just like that. I put the priority as being seeing my friend there who just got injured during a very violent, you could say, a customer service interaction when he was working. And so this is the outcome. It's too bad. Don't fret over it. That's what I gotta do. All right, moving on. So the only thing left, I think, are before we pause the video, more chocolate here that I'm not supposed to eat. Prism bar, tableau, milk chocolate covered hazelnut. Crap, it's just like 5 bars, but they're really high on saturated fat. Not that high on sugar, that was like 13 grams. That's pretty bad though. All chocolate bars are pretty bad. And the last one here is actually something that was decent. It's just some dried apricots. Now on the inside though, I can see that one of them was kind of molding, so I stopped eating them, and it's to be thrown away. Dried apricots have 4 grams of fiber per 40 grams, so 10% fiber, that's pretty good. But again, because it's a dried fruit, it has a lot of sugar, and it's a good thing that I stopped eating that. So on that track, while we're talking about things that can be recyclable, we might as well mention that in the next video, you probably want to toss away some of these balls here as well. Let me see if I can't get rid of them right now. In the spirit of tossing out trash, what we can do is, okay, here's what we'll do. I'm gonna pull up the receipts and just kind of showcase what we want to cover in the next podcast videos before we take a pause and then clean this up and then unpause the video. Again, you guys won't notice a pause, it's just gonna be me cutting into the next. Yeah, so we have a couple receipts here. You can't see it obviously in any detail, it's not supposed to be seen in detail, but that's related to the grocery items here. So I just want to allude to that. That's what we want to cover as well. You know what, maybe we should just do it now, honestly. We can do it now. Should we? It might be too much. Yeah, it's 22 minutes and 23 minutes. So we'll do that next. And then we also have some balls here that we want to throw away. So it really did take a lot of time. And I wish we had done this 3 hours earlier. We didn't, but that's what it is. So I'll see you in just, it'll be in a snap. Okay, I'm gonna pause and then we're gonna clean everything up. And then I'm gonna show you what it looks like. And then we're gonna close this and we're gonna start. Who knows what the next one is. Like I said, it's most likely gonna be the receipts there because we'll be covering a lot of paperwork, I think. We're covering paperwork as well as business products right here. And mail, letters, stuff like that, correspondence. So we're just trying to declutter the entire, again, this has to do with the third marathon. Again, you guys will all have to go through this kind of general stuff. I'm sure yours is more organized, more cleanly than mine is right now, or at least one point in your life, one particular stage in life. You might've had things really, really messy. I'm pretty sure it's not like mine, but of course, if you do have that kind of experience, you can share that. So I'm gonna pause it. I'm gonna stuff everything away. It's gonna be all thrown in the trash. We're gonna probably have at least 3 different bags. One here. Pizza Hut, which again, I have to make sure that I cover the bottom because it's leaking flax seeds. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, there's a huge bag of flax seeds inside. That's because I kept that inside the luggage bag down there. And you can see on the right hand side, we covered everything here so we can all stuff it away. Well, inside the luggage bag, we had all the flax seeds there. So that we could add it as like a nutritional, you know, it's like a biological supplement over to anything that we eat outside. But it burst a hole. And that usually happens because the luggage bag is really heavy and then it just bursts. So it's inside there. We had to clean up the floor a little bit. There's flax seeds on the floor. I didn't realize there's a hole. So I'm going to see it coming. It will be bad, but we'll clean it up. And in 3, 2, 1, we pause. And the 3, 2, 1, we'll start again. So 3, 2, 1, pause. All right. So that took about 5 minutes. It was a 5 minute pause. Again, it's instantaneous for you guys if you're not. Okay. Let's pull the camera down here. Just first mark, first thing on the floor. We just cleaned up everything over there. We have that. Oh, can't see it, huh? On that plastic bag right there. Right. And the reason why is there, you see the Pizza Hut box. It's on the wrap for the spilled Wendy's because, as I mentioned, there was a hole. There was a hole in the bag and it was leaking flaxseed. So I put it over there. After all the crap has fallen out. But that's not where most of the work was because that was already bundled up and ready to go. All we managed to do is just swap it a little bit with the recyclables on one side. Okay, this is where all the big boys at. So this is this isn't really sorted out. It's just the same thing, the Burger King stuff today. And but this stuff here is all sorted out. So you can see here all the recyclables here. You got the Gatorade, the bottle pop inside the cracker box, and then inside here also like a cardboard panel. Inside this one's all the bags. You can see here bags, wrappers, plus stuff like the chopsticks and disposable chopstick wrappers and paper napkins. I know this is a disgusting stream. That's what it is. It is what it is. So all this stuff goes out. It feels really good for someone with a bit of PTSD or this OCD type behavior. It does feel pretty good getting rid of all this stuff. So unlike me, and now we have this stuff here. Last thing here, more recyclables. We just have the cracker box, and then we have Terry's orange, which we took out the tinfoil wrapper, was in the garbage, and then we left the box that recycled inside here. Same thing with the pepper bucket, with the Schweppes recycle. So that will all be ready to be removed. I'm just gonna move it once this video ends. We're gonna move it right beside the door. And we're just gonna chuck it all out. Honestly, I'm not sure if we'll hold it by hand. It doesn't really matter. We may hold it by hand. We may put it in the cart and drag it out once the paint starts. Once the paint is finished. But most likely, we won't be able to. I mean, yeah, that's true. We might not even get the painting done tomorrow. So we might as well flip the bag over and use it to drag. Last things last. So this stuff we did not throw away after all. There's another Gatorade bottle here. The punch is not finished, so we're gonna leave it here. And that is the crux of pretty much everything, all in terms of all the trash. There is other stuff here that we haven't covered that is food related, but and we also have stuff here, as I mentioned, the bottles, which is somewhat food related, but it's not directly. And even though it's trash, we're not throwing away. We just don't have the time to cover everything. That's what it is. Honestly, I thought I would be asleep like 2-3 hours ago. I thought I had done this video recording 2-3 hours ago. Okay, so we will cover the remaining nutritional products, paperwork, food that is yet to be consumed. So we have some food that's in stock to be consumed, and that's about it. So thanks for tuning in. That's very short. And, not short. That was actually took 28 minutes to get through all that kind of stuff. But you can see I am quite happy to get rid of all of this garbage here. And if you guys do a house cleaning every spring and stuff like that, that's what it is. Again, slice of life in real life, responsibilities, kind of mundane, but it is what it is. So I'll see you guys next one. This is me saying I'm gonna take this off, try to go to sleep. So because I should really be asleep now. Okay, yeah. We just did that, came back. All right, see you guys. Kind of weird gesture.